Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart?
Welcome to the Young at Heart Radio Show. I'm Patty Teal, and my co-host Frank Newton is out of town, and I'm really going to miss him today. I'm the volunteer manager for the RSVP program, and that stands for Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And what RSVP does is match up people 55 years and older who would like to volunteer and don't exactly know what they'd like to do. So you can meet with me because we're partnered with over 65 nonprofits throughout the Santa Barbara area. So whether you like to work with children or you like to work with animals, we'll find something for you to do. So if you're interested in volunteering, please call me at 963-0474. And now I'd like to introduce our wonderful guest, and she's also become a dear friend of mine, the wonderful Diana Basehart, who is the executive director of the Diana Basehart Foundation. Welcome, Diana.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to speak about my precious addiction, which is animals and people and helping them and put their lives together where they're being separated and devastated.
Well, you do have a big heart for that. What exactly does the Diana Basehart Foundation do?
It does something like I'm afraid nobody else does in this town. I was told the other one that does what we do is in Maine, and Lord knows it needs to be in every city and every town. We get calls daily from people who have terribly sick animals. Most of these people are living on fixed incomes from something that really they were unexpected. They lost the job, they lost the apartment, many of them are living in their cars, two of which our clients live in their cars, and literally all they have in their life is their one dear companion. And if it gets sick, they really don't want to go on living. They truly have told me this, and it's horrifying. So the vets, of course, they can't afford free treatment, and that's where we come in and pay for the vet bills, which are mighty high.
They are mighty high.
They are mighty, mighty high. And unfortunately, we get a lot of teeth that are so rotten, which will affect the heart, the lungs, everything, spleen. So they have to have total extractions. I mean, sometimes all of their teeth have to be pulled, which is terribly expensive. And then we have to change the food. It rather goes on and on a bit. We have one client who does not have means, has a small dog who is covered with fleas, doesn't have the money for flea busters. That's something we're really not supposed to do. But we give it flea baths. We give it this very expensive frontline, the only advantage. But we can't give it every week. It has to be done monthly, and it goes back into this flea-infested environment continually. Well, if it gets to a point, I know some dog that died from anemia.
Really?
Oh, yes, because
the
body was totally covered.
Mm-hmm.
And was bloodless.
Oh, that's terrible.
So badly anemic that we didn't get there in time.
Mm-hmm.
But we do, I think, amazing work with people who are service animals. And one comes to my mind is Darling Lindsay, who will be at the event with her guardian that she takes care of, and that's Patrick. They came to us quite hysterical, actually. The dog had saved Patrick from death. He has a very strange form of Parkinson's disease, which they don't really understand, because the dog will pick up probably an hour before he has them and will herd him onto the bed. Quite a home person, because he can't do very much. But the dog knows and will herd him into his bedroom on the bed. They lived far away on top of a mountain somewhere. One day the dog knew something was terribly wrong, broke out of his house, and rushed up a mountainside, tore into this air base, and they had an airplane and two men there constantly. And somehow he got himself under the wire and just tormented these two men until they said, my God, he's got to belong in this house, which is a mile away, and the snow was up to it. Anyway, they went down, and the man literally was dying and would have died within the hour had they not come. But the adventure that the dog took walking up a mile into this 90-degree angle put both his hips, displaced both of them,
Oh, my goodness.
So that was a $5,000 bill.
And he did that to try to save his
he
owner's
He did save
life.
The owner.
And it saved,
he,
oh
he did
goodness,
save it because the men
him.
Came into the house. The dog pushed them
this
over.
It's like
to,
a Lassie story. It's
yeah,
incredible.
It's really amazing. And meeting the family, I was a wreck for I was a wreck for about 4 hours. I just couldn't get myself together because the courage of the man and the courage of this little dog who was 6 weeks with what to call things on the legs,
mm-hmm.
and then had a strap around its middle so that it could be pulled up because it couldn't pull itself up.
Poor little thing.
And I met it when it couldn't be pulled up.
Yes.
And he just absolutely nestled against this man's legs. And never, 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 never left him. And when we went into the house, he herded the man onto the couch and then put his little head on his cane because I was finished then.
Oh.
That finished me off.
Yeah, I could understand that. Oh, my gosh.
Daily cases.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to Diana Basehart. This is the Young at Heart radio show, and she's talking about the Diana Basehart Foundation, which helps people to care for their beloved pets with veterinary care and perhaps even food if people can't afford to feed their pets. So it's a wonderful organization. And you mentioned briefly that this gentleman from the story was going to be at your fundraiser or at your event, you called it. And we haven't told our audience about that.
Oh, no, we haven't, have we?
No, we haven't.
This is rather important.
Yes.
We're having a joyous affair, so it says, on the invitation.
So it says.
A joyous
and
affair.
And it will be, yes.
Yes. And there's going to be wine, hors d'oeuvres, music, art, and more. It's Saturday, May 17th. At 3 to 6 p.m., having old-time music by Glendesery Jam, which is kind of marvelous. He said, no, don't say it's bluegrass because it's not bluegrass.
It's Appalachian.
It's Appalachian with a touch of Irish.
Oh.
Which is quite wonderful,
it's
I think. I
mean,
it's
quite
very
wonderful.
Up. It's
oh,
like
people are going to have
I
fun.
Think they're having a good time listening to this. And then we have Valerie Fussell, who I think everybody in this town and probably the world knows. And she is going to sketch, if one brings a photograph, not on the telephone, but a proper photograph of their pet, she will sketch them and give us the proceeds, which is a gift that I can't believe. She's such a marvelous human being and a brilliant artist. And if anybody wants to see her work, it's Valori Fussell. She has a wonderful website. You can get an idea of the quality of work that she is. I call her totally brilliant.
She is brilliant. I've seen her pictures.
Totally.
They are just
totally
incredible.
Brilliant.
And she catches the spirit, too. It's not just that they're beautiful.
No,
but,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. We're hoping that Tipper Gore comes. She's a very dear, dear friend. If she's in town, she will be coming with her wonderful friend, Bill Allen, who is the CEO of National Geographic for 14 years. The address, I'm getting so chatty, I forgot to give you the address. It's 2462 Golden Gate Avenue, Summerland. And the carpooling is encouraged because if everybody knows Summerland, it's very, very hard to park on those hills.
Right, but you probably just shouldn't show up at the event without calling and having reservations.
Oh, no, it's her home.
Mm-hmm.
It's her home.
Right.
We are selling very quickly. They're only $35. I wish it were more.
that's definitely a bargain.
That's a little side, isn't it?
With wine and hors d'oeuvres and music, yes.
Oh, yes. And we are asking them to RSVP. And then, did I say that? Probably.
Well, we said it, but we didn't give the number. And that's important.
It's 805-451-1771. And that really is necessary. The other necessary thing is, if you wouldn't mind carpooling, it's just down the hill to her home on Golden Gate Avenue.
So you could probably park maybe at the Lookout Park and carpool from there, possibly, you know, in Summerland,
from
right
there,
by the beach.
Or some, perhaps we could get someone to go up and down. I'll see if I could get someone who will do that.
Yeah.
If not, just if you could come with a group, it would be wonderful. What else, Patty?
Oh, let's see. Talk about the vineyard that's providing the wine that will be served.
Oh, they're wonderful. It's the Dog Hill Vineyard. And it's in Ojai, and they themselves are amazing rescuers, horses, dogs, cats, whatever wonderful critters come to their home and are in bad shape, they rescue. And that's why it's called Dog Hill Vineyard. They also do many other things. but their wine is extremely good, and we are actually selling it for the same price that the market goes for. So we are very quickly running out of funds, and unfortunately, we are very quickly getting more clients who need help and who really do need help desperately. We don't get calls about pedicures and manicures and, you know, cutting nails. We get cures about dogs that, and cats that really are not going to make it without our help. Mm-hmm. And now we've had to put a cap because we can't do $5,000 anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. we're really down to where we've got to, which is a triage.
Right.
And it's a hard decision.
Oh, I can't
because,
even imagine.
Because, I mean, you get people who are in such dire need and are in such panic mode and are crying and I can't do the calls, so I don't do them anymore because I said yes to everything. And of course, that's part of why we're in such a mess.
Oh.
And we also be bored their animal, which is a little bit out of our mission statement. But if they need to go to have cancer surgery and they have no one to take care of their animal, we have boarded the animal. If they have no one in the world, it just happened to us last week. So we do go above and beyond, and we try and help all these people who are not getting help. You know, they're just not getting help. They either don't have, well, they don't have the resources, but they don't have the family backing. They maybe don't have any family.
Nowhere to turn.
So we are their family.
I want to remind you that you're listening to the Young at Heart radio show on KTMS 990, and our guest is Diana Basehart from the Diana Basehart Foundation. And she's been talking about a wonderful fundraiser that's coming up on Saturday, May 17th at a private home in Summerland. And if you'd like to attend, the number is 451-1771. So she talked about the wine that's being provided by Dog Hill Vineyard at this event, along with hors d'oeuvres. But the wine has the most darling labels. Do you want to tell us about those?
I do. I can't wait. One of them is, well, they're both my dog, and they're both, it's called Nell Wine. Because Nell, I rescued from a really horrible home, a home of abuse for 3 years, smacking and kicking.
I actually never heard
this story. She's a 3-pound Yorkie.
Oh,
yeah.
3 pounds.
3-pound Yorkie. We rescued her, and poor little thing, she was a total wreck. I mean, whatever could be wrong, Nell had it.
Physically?
Physically and emotionally, she'd been kept in one small room for 3 years. She'd never gone outside. She'd never seen the sun. She'd never seen grass. She'd never seen different textures of flooring. So if you took her to a wood floor, to a tile floor, she wouldn't move.
Oh, my goodness.
To this day, which is nearly 3 years later, if someone walks behind her, she just goes flat and shakes.
Aww.
From the kicking. This is a marvelous story. I hope I've got time to just quickly tell it. I had a little health problem, sort of an ongoing minor health problem, but I can kind of slip out of it for a bit, so-called. That's very British. I can sort of have the vapors for a bit.
Okay.
She will know about, oh, I would say 3 minutes before, and she will start clawing on my face. And if I can't, don't pay attention, she goes to somebody. Now, I had a little hospital visit very short time ago, and my good friend was staying with me in the hospital, and she was taking her for a walk round the block, quite a big block away, and suddenly, and she'd done this every day, she'd enjoy the walk,
mm-hmm.
she loves my friend, and she stopped dead. And her little feet were put out like she was, you know, just wouldn't move,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't move, tried to go back to the hospital. At that very moment that she did that, I was having a little episode.
Oh, my goodness.
At that exact, because Rosalba, my darling friend, looked at her watch. It was the same time on the clock.
Isn't that amazing? That sense that our animals that love us have, you know?
Well, this actually is a Richard Sheldrake wrote a lot about this, that animals know if you're in a different country, if you're in London packing to go back, they know.
Yeah, I mean, this is not as dramatic a story, but my husband tells me that one of my little dogs, he'll know when I'm like 5 minutes from home. He gets all excited. He starts jumping up at the chair so he can look out the window. And it's not like he can hear me at that point. So they have that extra sense that they just
perhaps
they
we had once,
know.
But technology has ruined
lost.
That. Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. No, they do. And they all mine know when I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just start to fidget.
Right.
But Nell is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. I've never in my life had a dog like her. And I have a card, so I'm able to take her everywhere because I don't dare not.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if I leave her at home, she eats wood.
Oh.
Or stones.
Yes.
Or anything else that's on the floor or
well,
that little antique down there.
I think it was meant to be that you two found each other. And, you know, if you run into Diana Basehart, she's likely to be with Nell, or most certainly to be with Nell.
Absolutely.
Because they're inseparable. And do you carry her in a little purse? Or
Sometimes and sometimes I don't. Since everybody knows that she's a service dog now,
right.
I don't usually have to carry her in her bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's a story. And so it's Nell Wine. And Valerie Fussell did a fabulous sketch at our last fundraiser, which we're using as a label. And Miriam Slater, a fabulous, wonderful artist, did a oil painting of Nell. So we have one, the White Rhine, I don't know which is which, really, but one of the labels is the oil painting. And the other label is the sketch that she did of Nell.
So this wine will be served at this
joyous fair. This wine will be sold.
And it will also be sold.
This actually is our only thing that we're trying to make money on.
Mm-hmm.
The $35 donation is quite low, and we are serving food.
Mm-hmm.
And we are having people taste the wine.
Sure.
Of course, for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the music. And so we feel
it's going to be
probably
so
the
much fun.
It's
going to be great.
Yeah.
Now, if people are really moved, which I'm imagining a lot of our listeners are animal lovers, and I know you help all kinds of animals, not just dogs, cats, whatever.
Ferrets.
Yes, whatever needs attention and help. And if they're moved by these stories and they want to donate, how would they do that, Diana? Would they go to your website?
Basehart.org. Basehart.org.
And I think you can donate through PayPal. This is not your first organization that where you've been helping animals. You formed Actors and Others for Animals many years ago.
It was a breaker in the fact that there was not one celebrity involved in animal rights 42 years ago. And now they're writing cookbooks, they're writing vegetarian cookbooks. You know, it's nothing to see a star saying, for Peter, I don't drink milk or milk or something. There literally wasn't one person who came forward to say, I have to change the situation, because at the shelter down there, they were having baseball practice with kittens at night.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, at that time, the stories were so unbelievable of what would happen behind those closed doors at the shelters. And the changes that we made, and the foundation is still going on, it's Actors and Others for Animals. And after my husband, Richard Basehart, died, I set up a special fund called the Richard Basehart Fund, which does what we do up here. Because Richard and I always had a great feeling for kind of the throwaways, which were the elderly that were left in homes. And many of them we felt, because I worked 3 times a week at these places on Fairfax and so forth, that they didn't really need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they'd had something. So I tried to get and worked sometimes miracles that they would take a dog into these places. You know, the amazing thing is what happens when you take a dog, put it on someone's lap, and they feel totally safe, not asked questions, nothing is expected of them, and the animal enjoys them, and they love to cuddle them.
Oh, yeah, the unconditional love that you get from your animals.
It was a woman I worked up here for a while, a Medi-Cal home, and a woman hadn't spoken for 6 months, and I put one of my dogs on her lap, and she went, oh, my God, it's a Yorkie. I used to have Yorkie. And the doctors were rushing about, the nurses just saying, she speaks, because they didn't think she could speak anymore.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great story.
And then they got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
A dog that they had, yes.
For the home or
for the whole home.
For the whole home, because
yes,
they realized
how much it
meant.
Used to roam about from room to room, and everybody was joyous. It was a different atmosphere it became.
So you're listening to the Young at Heart Radio Show, and our guest today is Diana Basehart of the Diana Basehart Foundation. Is there anything more you want to say about your mission, Diana?
Well, I can read our mission statement.
Yes.
It's helping seniors, families, and veterans on limited income care for and keep their beloved companion animals by providing support, veterinary care, nutritional needs, but also minimizing the number of animals turned over to shelters. And the county shelter does the best job they can do, but having 5 in a kennel is not the best thing that can happen. And they need help too, God knows, the county shelter.
So So if you've been moved by the stories today, and if you love animals, we really urge you to call the Diana Bass Heart Foundation or to go to the website and donate some funds. Because while they love to help people, without the funds, it's impossible to do so. So there are a lot of people that are in need of help in Santa Barbara and Santa Barbara County, but there's a lot of people with great means. So I really want to encourage you to be generous to this wonderful, wonderful organization. My favorite quote from Diana, as I said, we've become very good friends, is somebody asked her, Diana, what is it that you continually help animals instead of people? And Diana, in only Diana style, said, well, darling, I've never gotten a call from an animal. And I just love that, because when you are able to help people to care for their beloved pets, of course you're helping people. I'm really so very grateful for what you do and what you've done. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so very much.
Well, let's remind people before we come to a close about this upcoming event. Diana, you want to one more time tell them, because this is a fundraiser, and while the tickets are only $35, of course you'd be welcome to receiving bigger donations when people come if they feel so moved.
Thank you, Patty. It's Saturday, May 17th. It's 3 to 6. And we'll be serving lovely hors d'oeuvres. We're having old-time music by the Glen Desiree Jam. One of my most favorite artists is Valerie Fussell, who will be sketching. If you bring a photograph of your dog cat, she will do a drawing for only $100, which she was graciously giving to us. I think it's going to be a really quite an amazing affair, and very, very inexpensive, and everybody will enjoy it. We are going to have the story that I did tell you at first about Patrick and his dog there, so that you can see and probably cry with me over the situation. We're also having a little chihuahua, and she will be telling her story.
The chihuahua?
The chihuahua will be telling the story about... That's great, Patty.
The chihuahua will be
telling the story about what we were able to do in the foundation for helping her and her animal. So there'll be two stories in person.
I, for one, am.
Oh, there will be a running film, which was made by Tipper Gore and Bill Allen, of the people in their homes that we have helped, which is wonderful. It will be simulcast. Just keep running and running.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Diana. You hear the dogs in the background. We are at Diana Basehart's house, so it's very apropos. I appreciate all that you do. I, for one, love my little doggies and don't know what I would do without them. So thank you so very much.
Thank you, Patty.
Stay tuned. Scam Squad is up next. You're listening to the Young at Heart Radio Show on KTMS 990.
Learn to recognize the scams.
Learn to recognize the scams.
And the crooks won't stand a chance.
And the crooks won't stand a chance.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Scam Squad.
Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson is here to warn us about the latest scams targeting seniors in our area. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you, Patty. As always, it's so nice to be here.
Great to have you.
Thank you. Now, information about this latest scam was sent to me today by retired Deputy District Attorney Daryl Perland. And thank you, Daryl, for continuing to watch out for the citizens in our community. Now, this was a news article and news clip which aired on NBC about a major theft ring that is operating all across Southern California. We can become a target where we least expect it, in a grocery store.
My goodness, you'd think you'd at least be safe in a grocery store.
That's right, but in recent months, numerous shoppers have had their purses, wallets, and cell phones stolen. And these thieves work in pairs. They prey on folks who make one simple mistake. They leave their purses sitting in their shopping carts.
Boy, I'm sure this is something we've all done. After all, those purses get pretty heavy to carry everywhere.
Well, I know I've done it. The news report showed videos of how fast these crooks worked. If a shopper turned away for just a few seconds, the crook lifted their purse from the cart and calmly walked out of the store. And sometimes the crook would simply reach inside the purse and lift the wallet and cell phone. So it can happen in an instant.
My goodness, if that happens, the victim might not even realize their wallet is gone until they get to the checkout line.
That's right. They'd have an unpleasant surprise when they tried to pay for their groceries. Now, if crooks see someone put their purse in a shopping cart, they'll follow them. And the moment that person takes their eyes off of the cart, the thieves strike. In one video, one of the thieves positioned himself in between the shopper and her cart. And while she turned away, his accomplice lifted her purse and casually walked out of the store with the victim's purse over her arm.
Sounds like you need to be aware of who's getting too close to you in the market.
That's right. And according to the police, this one ring is composed of a male working with several females. The male usually arrives in the store with one of the females, and he finds a way to distract the victim.
So you should also be aware of folks shopping as a couple?
Yes, in some instances, one of the thieves will ask the victim a question. If the victim happens to be standing in front of dishwashing soap, for example, the thief might ask which kind she recommends, and while the victim is looking at the display and answering the question, his accomplice lifts her purse. In one case that I saw, the shopper was distracted by a man holding a large pizza box and reading the label, and he happened to be blocking her view of her shopping cart. While he was doing this, his accomplice took her wallet from her purse, and they both walked out of the store.
Well, that is clever, but so very brazen.
That's right. And in the next hour, before this victim could cancel all her credit cards, the thieves used one of her cards to get a $2,500 cash advance and used the other cards to try and charge $17,000 at Bloomingdale's.
How can we best protect ourselves?
Well, police warn shoppers to make sure that you know where your valuables are at all times when you're in a market, and you should try and keep them on your person.
Would it be a good idea to wear a purse with a strap across your body?
Yes, that's absolutely recommended. And you also need to be aware of who's around you. And if someone or a couple seem to be getting too close, be wary. As always, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Thank you, Vicki. I have to admit that this happened to me, so you just have to be ever vigilant.
Absolutely, and as you say, it only takes a second, one moment of inattention, and your wallet is gone.
And it's so much to deal with, to have to get on the phone, cancel the cards. It's just hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing this wonderful tip today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Young at Heart Radio Show on KTMS 990. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you want to listen to past episodes, you can go to youngatheartradio.com. Our show airs at 5:30 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. And next week, Frank will be back, so I won't be winging it on my own. Anyway, bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart?